to another episode of the Modern Manifestation Podcast. I'm your host, Bree Brown, a lettuce-hating, wine-loving, curses-like-a-sailor, recovering perfectionist. Having thrived in a male-dominated, commission-based industry, I'm passionate about helping women boldly pursue their life goals. In this space, we build confidence with our mindset, manifestation, and spirituality. I believe that your life manifests as a result of who you are, not what you do, and that your personality creates your personal reality. Join this growing community to increase your net worth by increasing your self-worth. Now let's jump into today's topic. Hello, hello, my beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Modern Manifestation Podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, I just wanted to give a shout out to Maria from South of England. She sent me an email. It was really beautifully written. It shared a lot of vulnerable things she's going through, as well as how this podcast has really helped her along her journey. And I just wanted to say, Maria, thank you so much for reaching out. I really appreciate everything that you shared with me and for letting me know how this is helping you in your life as well. And I just wanted to say that I'm wishing you so much luck with that promotion. In our previous episode, I talked a lot about passion, how it drives our identity, our ability to change, to create new opportunities, to attract new circumstances to us. I also realized that I need a new pop filter on my mic because I keep hearing the P's very loudly when I was editing. But regardless, I solely focused on the kind of passion that serves us, that fills our heart with hope, elation, and joy in the previous episode. In other words, the kind of passion that breathes life into our dreams, the kind of passion that helps us. However, as we all know, there's more than one kind of passion. So now that this idea of how passion can help us create the lives we want has had a chance to sink in and you've had a chance to think about it, I want to continue to talk to you about manifesting with passion, but taking it a step further, we're going to discuss pursuing the right kind. Because passion isn't always positive, right? It can be both positive and negative. Love, in its most intense form, is an emotional expression of passion. But so is hate. And both can ignite something within us, within that gateway to the soul or our heart. It's kind of where that term crime of passion comes from. Because it's the expression of both extremes, both the love and the hate. So regardless of whether or not we're focused on a positive or negative type of passion, it's attracting circumstances toward ourselves anyway. So we have to ask ourselves, what kind of passion are we leading with? And is this kind of passion serving our manifestation goals? And here's a great way to think about it, to frame this question for yourself if you're like, okay, I get it, but I don't feel like I hate anything. I felt the same way. And then I was listening to, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast as well, I was listening to Bob Proctor's Born to be Rich, and he asked these questions, and it just totally blew my mind, because I think that sometimes we don't recognize where the hate might be, or where the fear might be. So here's some statements to make you think about whether or not you're leaning more toward hate or love in any particular scenario. The first one, you have to love health more than you hate disease. You have to love the idea of a new job more than you hate your current job. You have to love peace more than you hate war. You have to love a healed body more than you hate your physical pain. You have to love the idea of being wealthy more than you hate the idea of being poor. And the reason this stuck with me so much is because for a long time, I hated poverty more than I loved abundance. Or I should say, I feared poverty more than I was excited about abundance. And for many years, I actually resented wealthy people more than I wanted to experience their wealth. I was jealous. I was pursuing that wrong kind of passion, that hate, that fear, jealousy. And I would just become envious, disgruntled, annoyed every single time they talked about the kind of experiences they had growing up that I hadn't because of their financial circumstances. And the emphasis was not on what they got to enjoy, it was on what I did not, what I was denied not what they were given. Scarcity, lack. Even though those were the kinds of experiences that I wanted for myself. And yet I begrudged them for having it. How was that energy ever helping me? So for years, I hated the coworkers that grew up skiing in Aspen. I hated that they didn't have to pay for college. I hated that their families had summer homes. I hated that they'd never driven a car that cost less than $50,000. I hated that their parents could provide business contacts that mine never could. I hated. But I never stopped to ask myself what I loved about the prospect of wealth, or what I loved about what they were showing me as possible. It was always about me being the victim, what I was denied, and what they had and I didn't. Almost like it was like, because they had it, I couldn't, which we know is not true. And how could I manifest something toward myself when I resented the very people who had it? Why would that attract that thing to myself? I hated what I did not have more than I loved the idea of getting it. The wrong kind of passion. I was more enamored with the idea of being a victim to my circumstances more than I loved being the creator of creating that kind of wealth for myself. And I was totally unaware that I was focused more on the hate than I was the love. But if you asked me at the time, I wouldn't have said that that was the case. But I guess that's a beautiful thing about being able to look back on our past behavior. We're one step removed, so it just really helps us analyze how we were acting and how we were being, and whether or not that's showing up today in our current scenarios. Hate is passion too, so we need to love the things we want more than we hate the idea of not getting them. Because we get more of the things we love, but we also can get more of the things we hate. So when we hate things, we're just increasing the possibility that they become ours. And none of us want that. We have to love a concept more than we hate its alternative. So one way to do that is to just try to, using a lot of the techniques we've already talked about on this podcast, just learning how to do some shadow work to help us strip away some of this hate, to transform it into love, to learn to accept what is as best we can. We need to remove the energy we give to hate altogether to strip it away of its negative impact on our life. And I've given you guys some tools in other episodes that you can reference for this, whether it's journaling on something, sitting with that hate, figuring out why it's there, doing some shadow work, working on resetting your mindset by shifting every time you have a negative thought. Any of those things and more that we've probably talked about can help you start to drain the energy that this hate creates. So let's spend more time applying our passion toward love and the belief that things will work out. So keep moving in the right direction. So here are some questions to ask yourself. Are you excited about success more than you're terrified of never getting it? Are you looking forward to the possibility of meeting your future spouse more than you're worried about never finding them? Are you focused on becoming a better business owner more than you're worried about your business failing? Do you love abundance more than you hate poverty? Have you been filled with more hate than love in the past? So maybe you're listening to this and you hate the idea of poverty so much that you're grinding in a career you don't even like, because at least it pays the bills. Or maybe you hate the idea of failure so much that you refuse to start anything new, even though you feel trapped. Or maybe you're so afraid that you're not good enough that you'll never allow yourself to feel challenged by new opportunities. In all of these circumstances, you're choosing the wrong kind of passion. Choosing your passion for comfort over your passion for opportunity. And nevertheless, it's manifesting for you. You have to become intentional about the kind of passion you pour into yourself, into your soul, into your life, into your circumstances. And we have to believe in the things we're passionate about so intensely that it allows us to cross this barrier of terror, that invisible line that keeps us from where we are and where we want to go. And the terror barrier is a concept I'll dedicate a whole episode to in the future. We have to become so passionate that we're willing to do the things we don't want to do. So much so that we'll do the things we fear, the things we dread, the things we even hate or we think we might hate, if we know it's going to be the best thing to help us get our goals. Sometimes we have to lean into that discomfort. One of my favorite quotes says, "Easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life." Pursuing the right kind of passion can be difficult. It can put you in a scenario where you have to do things you don't want to do necessarily, but your passion is telling you, it's driving you to do things it knows is going to help you get there. And when you love and care about something deeply, everything else will fall into place. Synchronicities begin to happen. Life gets a little easier. There's less friction. And more importantly, you will be happier. And that's the goal of everything we talk about in this podcast. So, go find that kind of passion that will help you get the experiences you want in life. And once you've found it, figure out how to love it more than you fear or hate anything else in your life. Love the idea and the concept of wealth and abundance more than you fear or hate poverty. So I hope this episode's given you some aha moments. If it has, reach out to me on Instagram at Modern Manifestation and let me know. Thank y'all so much for joining me today. Have a fantastic rest of your week, and I will catch y'all in the next episode. Until then, go out there and manifest some miracles. I hope y'all enjoyed today's episode. If you want to check out the show notes, head over to www.themodernmanifestation.com/blog. If you're loving this podcast, please drop me a review, share this episode with a loved one, and follow me on Instagram at Modern Manifestation. I love y'all so much, and thanks for listening.